Let's get some analysis as we do every Monday morning from NPR's Cokie Roberts. Cokie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So that's what the Democrats are saying. How are they doing?
Well, in the latest polls, Hillary Clinton remains head and shoulders above all of her competitors. Now, it's interesting. Among Democratic men, she and Barack Obama are running about the same. Her support comes from just enormous pluralities among Democratic women. And I think what you're seeing there is that in the political world, there's all this buzz and all this excitement about Barack Obama. But out in the electorate, there's a sort of quiet excitement among women about Hillary Clinton, and that shows up in the polls. There is some sense that John Edwards has been fading, and his numbers have gone down since his famous appearance on YouTube combing his hair. But in the early states, he's still hanging in there. And last night, those three, the three top runners, were standing next to each other in that debate, and it did focus on them. There's some grumbling among the others, the five others, about that. But they are not showing up at all. They really are just down in the ones and twos in the polls. But, you know, that's what happens in these early months. The people who get in who are not the front runners or the top contenders are there just waiting for someone else to fall.
And maybe waiting on the Republican side for other people to get in. You've got 10 Republicans debating tomorrow and not
and
even...
as if that's not enough.
Not even including one more.
Well, that's right. Fred Thompson is certainly making noises that make it seem that very likely, if not certain, that he will get into this presidential race. Fred Thompson, former senator and about to be former actor. Look, the Republican conservatives still don't have a perfect candidate. Mitt Romney has flip-flopped, as they would say, on abortion and gay rights. Rudy Giuliani is in the wrong place on those issues. And John McCain is on the wrong place on immigration, which is, as you just heard from David Greene, becoming a hotter and hotter topic. It's being debated again still in the Senate this week, which has brought it to the forefront of the American electorate. And President Bush went to his Republican base last week and said, I have to have your support on this issue, and he doesn't seem to be getting it. In fact, it looks like conservatives are thumbing their noses at the president on this, and even people who have followed him faithfully on the war are not following him on immigration. That's a growing problem for John McCain. The New York Times says that he is going to make a speech today on the subject where he will go not by name but by tone after Mitt Romney. And I think that Senator McCain feels that's his real opponent. Even though Romney's not doing well in the polls, that Giuliani won't do it in the end. And here's where Thompson becomes the wild card. He's almost certain to get in, as I say, and he has all the conservative positions like McCain, except he is also against this immigration bill. So that could be a real problem for John McCain.
Cokie, very briefly, how does it affect these candidates that were in June of an odd-numbered year and they're already on their third round of debates?
Two problems. One is what you heard in David Greene's piece. They go after each other, but bigger is the exhaustion factor on the part of voters. And that's why these debates are happening in New Hampshire, Steve, because those voters won't get tired before their primary.
Okay, thanks very much. That's analysis from NPR's Cokie Roberts.